honey. I couldn't help myself. You get so focused when you're writing. You know you stick your lip out when you're concentrating like that, right? It's pretty cute. Fine. Dignified. You look very dignified sitting there in your dressing gown. Oh. I'm distracting you now, am I? You know, most men would be ecstatic to be distracted by their girlfriend's lack of pants. Their girlfriend's long, bare legs. Their girlfriend's ass, just barely hidden by their... by the shirt they borrowed from you. Am I wearing panties? Oh, I can't just tell you. That would be cheating. You silly. But I guess if you turned away from that keyboard for a minute and came a little closer, you could find out. Uh-uh, too slow. Come on, Tolkien, get your lazy butt out of that chair and... Oh. I'm glad that got some reaction. I love it when you grab me. When you press me up against the wall like this. When you run your hands down my sides. Oh my god, that tickles. Stop it. And, the mystery is solved. I was wearing them the whole time. No, I just find thongs comfortable. I'd go without a bra if I could get away with it, you know that. Yeah, it is a pretty small thong, I guess. Yeah, I guess you could slip your finger... Oh my god. Finger straight into my pussy. You know... I was going to mention... Fuck. When you concentrate, you stick your lip out. It's so... Oh my god. Please. It's so cute. It makes me want to suck it. Oh my god. To take your lower lip in my mouth and suck on it and then bite down just hard enough to hurt. I'd kiss it better, of course. I'd explore your mouth with my tongue. I'd kiss down your cheeks and neck. Hey, I wasn't offering to give you a demonstration. That's not fair, mister. You can't get me all worked up like that and not finish what you were... distracting me? Oh, come on, that's just mean. Look, just forget what you were writing just for a few more minutes. I promise when you're done, I'll stop distracting you, and I won't be quite so distracted myself. Alright, it's taking you way too long to make a decision here. What are you writing that's so interesting, Aw, you're blushing. That's so cute. Come on, let me read it. So defensive. Look, I'm sure it's just as good as anything else you've... I just need to be used. I need my holes filled, my legs stretched, my ass bruised and beaten. Hey, you're writing porn! Yes, yes you are. Come on, let me read the next line. Oh my, this girl is a slut. She wants to be choked unconscious on your cock. She wants you to keep fucking her while she lies there covered in her own spit. Wow. Darling, you've been holding out on me. No, I'm not mad. Fuck, I don't know. I mean, you write porn. Do other people read this? Do you post this on the internet somewhere? Really, it's okay. I'm not mad. Well, maybe I should be mad? Because you've been writing this on your own, babe. Remember when we first started going out when I told you what a fucking pervert I was. I made the rules pretty clear. While I'm your girlfriend, you don't waste your cum. I get all of it. I get all of you. Whenever you're horny, whenever you need release, I get to give you that release. And now I find you writing about sex, getting yourself all hot and hard, fantasizing about cunt and cum, all without me. What do you think I want? I want to help you. I want to be your muse. You know, a muse, an artist's inspiration, the source of his work, ancient Greek goddesses of poetry and theater. All beautiful women, of course. You're the writer. I can't believe you haven't offered me the job already. How can I inspire you? Well, why don't you just sit back down and let's find out. Okay, first you need to relax. You're still blushing. So embarrassed. Here, let me rub your shoulders. Breathe out, forget everything except you, me, and the story, this fantasy. You know you don't need to hide anything from me. In this fantasy, this girl is a slut. Your slut. A whore, a fuck doll, literally begging to be used. Fuck, honey. No, I'm not offended. I told you to relax. Just listen to my voice, hear what I have to say, and when you're ready, finish the story. I understand where this fantasy girl is coming from, by the way. It sounds fucked up to want to be hurt, to want to be choked, to be beaten and bruised, to want dozens of cocks coming in your cunt whether you like it or not. Maybe it is a bit fucked up, but it just feels too good. Imagine getting that much pleasure from sex. Imagine if each orgasm felt so good you'd do anything, suffer anything, to please your lover. Imagine sex so good it made any pain seem worth it, orgasms that make humiliation seem like a blessing. I'd love to feel pleasure like that. Oh. You've got her crying now. I like that. Remember when I cried the first time we fucked after you told me you loved me? I burst into tears right as I was coming. You looked like you wanted to stop, but I told you to keep going, and then I was coming and crying, and you just kissed me and held me, and everything was... Sorry, that's not what this story's about, is it? In this story, this fantasy, you don't love this girl. You're just using her body to sate your urges. And she loves you for it. Turn your chair around, darling, and open up your dressing gown. I think you need a little bit more, inspiration. Okay, see? Now I'm not wearing any panties. But just so you're absolutely satisfied as to my wardrobe status, I'm going to sit in your lap. Your cock's so hard, darling. No, don't touch it. Just sit back and feel me. Feel my thighs on top of yours. Feel my warm, wet cunt leaking all over your leg. Feel it when I brush your cock with my finger and tease it against my belly. No, don't say anything. I can feel you pulsing. You're getting hotter. Harder. You're getting into your character's frame of mind. Turn us around. Face the desk again. I'm going to sit up on you a bit. There you go. There you go. You can reach around me now. You can keep writing. The slut was crying from pleasure, remember? There we go. Click, clack, go the keys. Keep writing while I start rocking back and forth on your lap. Focus on the story while I grind my hips forward, rubbing my pussy against your rigid, pulsing cock. You're slowing down, that's not okay. You've got a goddess of poetry on your lap, and you are not going to disappoint your muse. You can touch type, right? Stop leaning around me and just put your face in my tits like you want to. But don't stop fantasizing. Don't stop thinking about the story. She wants to come so badly, doesn't she? She's turned on beyond reason. Pain and humiliation turn her on, and she's so desperate to come that she's begging for more pain, more humiliation. She's barely even a person anymore, just wet, willing need. Are you understanding your character a bit better now, honey?
That's right.
Suck my nipples. You can even bite. Gah! Fuck. Have you figured out how it's going to end yet? It's going to end when she can't take it anymore. When she's teased too much, driven too wild. She just can't lay there any longer. She can't sit beneath him. She needs to leap up and grab him, forget about the fantasy, and just fuck and feel and come. Oh my god. Come on. Fuck me. Use me. Use my cunt and squeeze my tits and slap my... Ah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come. I wanna come together. Please. Fuck. I want you to come inside me while I come. Do whatever you have to do. Choke me, hit me, whatever your fantasy is. Just come in me. I think your keyboard fell off the desk. At least the monitor's okay. Fuck, that was intense. You're dripping out of me. I love you. Looks like you made a few typos there at the end. As your muse, I accept full responsibility for any grammatical errors in the final product. I don't think you'll have any problem fixing those up now that the story's basically finished. So, what do you think? Was I sufficiently inspiring? Because if not, I've got a few more ideas that could get your creative juices flowing.